Dramatic moment. Sean Diddy Combs fell to his knees after learning his fate. Date modified: 2025-07-02T1639:12.733Z. Description: The rapper mouthed to his family, "I'm coming home," after being acquitted of the most serious charges. Dramatic moment. Sean Diddy Combs fell to his knees after learning his fate. 2 hours ago, save. Madeline Halpert, BBC News, in court in New York, save. Reuters/Jane Rosenberg, the disgraced hip-hop mogul fell to his knees and buried his head in a chair at the defense table where he had just spent 2 months on trial for sex trafficking and racketeering. 12 New York jurors gathered at 10 o'clock on Wednesday in the wood-paneled room to tell Sean Diddy Combs that they found him not guilty of running a criminal enterprise with his loyal employees and sex trafficking his ex-girlfriends. They did find him guilty on the least severe charges of transporting people to engage in prostitution. As they confirmed their decision, Combs buried his face in his hands. A flurry of small celebrations followed for Combs, who has been in a federal jail in Brooklyn since September. He made a prayer sign with his hands to the jury, then turned around and made the same gesture to his family, twin daughters, sons, and 85-year-old mother. He appeared to mouth, "I'm coming home." The moment seemed equally emotional for Combs' many lawyers, including Tenny Garagos, seated next to him and wiping away tears with a tissue after the verdict was read. Watch what it was like inside courtroom when verdict came in. Combs' attorneys wasted no time in telling the judge that the verdict, reached after roughly 2 days of deliberations, meant Combs should be able to walk out of the Manhattan courthouse a free man that very day. His acquittal on the most serious charges meant he no longer needed to be jailed, his attorney Mark Agnifilo told the court, adding that his client's plane was inaccessible, chartered and in Maui. "Mr. Combs has been given his life by this jury," he said. "He will not run afoul of anything this court imposes on him." Reuters: crowds react to the verdict outside the court in New York. Then, in the perhaps the most emotional gesture of the day for Combs, he appeared to express his gratitude by pressing his head into his chair at the defense table. He rose from his seat, clapping his hands loudly, to hug several of his lawyers. Many family members and supporters in the main courtroom and a packed overflow room joined him, cheering. Then, with one final hug to his lawyer and a wave to his family, blocked by a mass of people and court benches, he was escorted out of the courtroom. He remains in custody pending a bail hearing. Get all the latest trial updates on the BBC Sounds Diddy on Trial podcast, available wherever you get your BBC podcasts, New York City.